Hey everybody, welcome to Phantom Power Music Review. You made it to Friday. Good for you. Good for you. Thank you guys for joining us on this special value cast that we do every Friday. Or just about every Friday, if poker games and gigs don't get in the way. On this show, this is where we break down music that you will only find in the Valueverse. You can only find it in the Valueverse. And we do a little bit of theory review. We do a little bit of loving of the liner notes. We geek out over the gear. So this show is for all my fellow music nerds and appreciators of music who would like to learn a little something extra. My name is Jim. I am your host. I've been in and around the music industry for, about 30 years. But I spent a lot of time in the studio, a lot of time studying theory, a lot of time studying composition, a lot of time on the road. And I love supporting independent bands. And one of the ways I figured I could do that is to break down their music and let you guys know what I hear. And maybe you'll hear the same thing or find something else. And if you dig these songs, they are all lightning enabled because of this all awesome wallet splitting technology that exists in apps like Fountain, Podverse, CurioCaster, Podcast Guru, TrueFans. You know what to do. You guys know what to do. If you dig it, you gotta boost it, right? All right, so let's dive in to our first song from a band out of Minnesota called 12 Rods. And 12 Rods has a value for value concert coming up Saturday, April 6th, live in the Valueverse from Taylor Sound, which I believe is up in the Minneapolis, Land of Lakes area, right? I think so. All right, let's check out Private Spies. Let's listen to it first, and then I'll break it down for you. You ready? Here we go.
Telephone.
I literally feel like I just walked out of a John Hughes movie. Like I was just watching Breakfast Club or Weird Science or Uncle Buck, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like that is, that sound, that whole vibe screams late 80s, right? It reminds me of like the very first four bars, the guitar picking part in the first four bars reminds me of John Waite. You guys remember that song? I ain't missing you at all, right? That picking part reminds me of John Waite. And John was in a band called The Babies. Kind of had a sidebar with some of the guys in Journey. Also reminds me of World Party, if you guys ever heard that band. Now I'm dating myself by saying that, but I flippin' love this project. And I just came to find out, I was just reading about it today as I was doing a little bit of research on the band. These guys, they're from Minnesota. The primary songwriter is a guy by the name of Ryan Alcott. And I guess they were huge up in Minneapolis in the 90s. And I guess he had written these songs or forgotten about them or even demoed them. And then pulled them out again during COVID and put the band back together. I mean, holy crap, man. That is such a cool story. That is such a cool story. So the first thing that really strikes me about this song is just the overall John Hughes vibe. It reminded me of the 80s and the early 90s, and I didn't know anything about it. And then when I started reading about it, all of those memories started flooding back, right? From a music theory standpoint, all right, let's get geeky. Like it's 113 BPM roughly. But what's really cool is how they bounce back and forth between these two keys, F and D, which in many respects are not related to each other at all. And how Ryan and the band are able to oscillate between those two different keys is really cool. And you just don't hear bands going from something like F to a D major. You would hear them go to the relative minor a lot, but you don't hear them go down to the major key. And the fact that they played that back and forth throughout the entire song is just fascinating, and I absolutely love it. I also love if you sit here and count out all the sections, like count out the intro, that's eight bars. Then you get to the verse, you know, where he goes, I wanna know where does your boyfriend, da 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 da, right? That's a seven bar phrase. Then they do an eight bar phrase on a pre-chorus on the line where I told you a secret, right? Then they go back to a seven bar phrase when he's up in his higher register, play your little nympho games. And there's some really cool beats, accents that happen on the fourth measure of that song. And then when he hits Private Spies, like the whole chorus of it, that's an eight bar phrase. And they change the key again on measure five. So they're not only are they oscillating back and forth between two really weird keys, F major and D major, but he's going back and forth between eight bar phrases and seven bar phrases. It's like it's like if John Hughes told Rush, hey guys, I need a song for this latest Brat Pack movie, right? And then the other two things that I love about it, number one, the length of the song, the fact that the form just doesn't mean shit, you know? I really love it when bands surprise me like that and they do multiple solos. There was two guitar solos in this song, really. There was the one after the second chorus, and then there was the outro solo. So that is refreshing to hear, and it's also refreshing to hear songs that just breathe in their own space and that are not sitting under 3 minutes. This one clocks in at over four. I would love to see this band. I would love to see how they pull this off. The last thing that I will say is, as I'm sitting here in front of my piano, you know, and I was going through the chords, trying to figure out the bass line, right? I sat here and I fought it. Whatever the line is, I just screwed it up there. But I fought it for a while because I couldn't figure out what the hell was going on. And then I realized, oh, like, they must have recorded this to tape because it is slightly off of 440. And what I mean by that is where I have my piano set right now is at 433.8. And 440 is the standard tuning. So maybe there was an issue with the tape speed. Maybe it was intentional. But if this sounds a little out of tune to you, I would suggest two things. Number one, you might have perfect pitch. And number two, you are far too accustomed to pop music always being 440. And you should look up some research on the effect that music has on you when it is recorded at tape speeds or lower hertz settings. There's been some fascinating studies on that you ought to check out. So that is 12 rods. That is Private Spies. I could spend an hour diving into it, but I don't want to get too geeky. I want to try and keep it high level. I love the key changes. I love the 7 and 8 measure phrases that are atypical. I love the structure. I love the dude's voice. Would love to see them live. So I hope you check them out live in the Valueverse on April 6th. Sound cool? All right, let's move on to the next one. Love that groove. That is Mac Jamie. I believe he is from Zambia. And that song is called She Who Runs the World. And the very first thing I loved about it, without having heard it, was the title. I'm always a sucker for lyrics. I know I talk about music theory a lot, but I love the title, She Who Runs the World. I was like, okay, I'm going to check that out, right? And then the groove started, this... wrong octave. Sorry, hang on. Love the groove. He's really focusing on the upbeats. Like if you just went one, two, three, right? If you just played it straight, it's really boring. But if you focus on the spaces in between the beats, what we call the upbeats, that's what creates the groove. And I love the groove. Love that upbeat groove. Gets you moving every time. Love the title, love the groove. Next up, the percussion tones are really cool. They kind of sound like tablas a little bit. Very smart choice. I mean, there's literally hundreds of different, you know, percussive instruments that you could choose from. And I really appreciated the tone and the timbre of them. To me, they kind of sounded like tablas. Not just boring old congas or, you know, Matthew McConaughey congas. But just some really cool, unique percussion choices there. Also, speaking of percussion, did you notice the hi-hats, when they came in, I believe it was on the back end of the choruses, did you notice how the hi-hats moved in your ears left to right and that there was a little bit of a phaser on them too? Really neat little trick. This is a great example of a simple song that is not overdone. And Mac Jamie did a really nice job of just putting in some very tasteful parts. Like, I love those guitar riffs at the end. Love those guitar riffs. It takes so much maturity as a writer to not overdo it, to just give it enough spice, but not too much, you know, don't pour too much salt in it, right? I also love, but vocally, I like his presentation, and I love how he kept a lot of the harmonies underneath his melody. On the chorus, he would put the harmony on top, but on the verses, I really like how he put that harmony underneath it, which I think is a good match for the vibe of the lyrics and the heartbreak of the lyrics. I also love how he, if you think about this song being in C minor, let me switch to a piano, right? How he pulls the melody, he centers the melody around the 7. Now, you can make the argument that the song is in E-flat major, but to me, it's in C minor, because that's where the groove is based around. So he's operating in a pretty tight space because there's not a lot of chord changes in here, but he's using that tonality of the structure to the fullest extent by basing that melody off of the 7th, and I really enjoyed that. So that's it. It's a simple song. And sometimes the groove is all you need, and he absolutely nailed it on this. So the title, the groove, the percussion, love where he placed the melody, love the timbre of his voice, love how the harmony is underneath the melody for most of the song, tasty guitar riffs, phaser on the hi-hat. That is Mac Jamie, and the song is She Who Runs the World. That's my take on it. I hope you guys like that one too. Cool? Send that dude some sats, man. That's some good work. That's some good work. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Thank you.
That is The Usual Cats Project and their song Greed. And holy mackerel, it feels like I was just like sitting in a rehearsal room with Steely Dan's band back in the mid-70s. Wonderful playing all around in this quintet. You've got bass, drums, keys, alto sax, and guitar. Drummer all of these guys are students of their craft, right? Drummer has obviously listened to and studied guys like Dave Weckl and Steve Gadd and Jeff Porcaro. Bass player, there's 9 songs on this project, and I think this is the only one that employed electric bass. Everything else was stand-up. Bass player is phenomenal. What a disturbingly good groove that dude can lay down. Wonderful accents. Guitar player reminds me of Walter Becker a lot, who of course is from Steely Dan. And I love how in the head, in the main section, the sax and the guitar are in tandem. And it's just such a wonderfully weird melody. It's very much a Donald Fagen type melody. Did you pick up on the Rhodes, 2 things on the Rhodes, on the keyboard? One, how they do a really nice job of the mix and how the vibrato of it pans left and right in your ears. And props to the keyboard player for the really pretty extensions that he lays down during the solo section. Did you pick up, and then, but before I get to the solo section, I have to comment too on, I love the disco beat, for lack of a better description, during the B section. You know, that they play the head twice, the A section twice, and then they go into a different section with a disco beat on it. And that's just a really lovely way to change it up. The solo sections really, to me, are what's make this song stand out. You got a sax solo section and a guitar solo section. In the sax section, a sax solo, they're really focusing on 2 chords, A minor and G. That's where the riff is. Did you catch, there was 1 measure in there where the drummer went to a swing feel. Just, and you can probably tell he's got a smile on his face, like he's being a bit of a smartass in there. And there's a great staccato feel from the sax player in his solo section. But then when the guitar solo comes in, instead of hanging around in A minor, they modulate down to E, and which is a nice way to open up all of the harmonics for the guitar player, because 9 times out of 10, a guitar player is going to be tuned to E. So you're going to get a different level of harmonics out of your guitar when you're able to solo without bar chords, per se, right? Just the guitar feels differently, sounds differently, works better when you're in that setting. It's really what it's, if you go back a couple hundred years with respect to tuned instruments, it's really what it's designed for. But I love the fact that when they change over to the guitar solo, they do the solo in E, and then they pull off of the F. You'll hear the bass player go there. So in the sax, they were in A, and they went down a whole step for the major changes in the solo section. But then when they go to the guitar solo, they're in E, and they go up a half step. So that's some really smart thinking with respect to arrangement and tonality and options. And then they go back into the head and then they have the B section again, you know, that disco section to take it out. The drummer in that guitar solo does a wonderful job of playing off the guitarist's feel. I have a feeling that all 5 of them were in the room together when they tracked this. And I really enjoy not only this song, Greed, but all the other tracks that are on this record. It really reminds me of Dave Weckl, Steely Dan, a little bit of Tower of Power, kind of like Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons, although Russ Freeman and the Rippingtons are a little bit more smooth jazz, Kenny G type stuff. But these are some really smart players playing a very tough genre, and it's always wonderful to see original music in this space. And I hope we get more bands like this in this space. More bands like The Usual Cats Project. More bands like Alan C. Paul's project. I've said it many times. It's my favorite genre. It's what I love to play the most because it challenges me as a piano player to really think outside the box and get better. You know, I mean, playing rock and roll in country here in Nashville, for lack of a better term, and no disrespect, but it's pretty stinking easy. Jazz is the one genre that really forces you to be on your game and be on the edge of your seat. Classical's a different thing because you have the score in front of you. You cannot deviate from it, and it's a different thought process because you have to be technical and perfect. Country and rock is not that hard if you've been playing for years because you can tell where the changes are going to go. You feel off the crowd. But jazz is a completely different animal. And I tell every young musician, like, you want to be a great country writer, you want to be a great rock and roll player, spend a year or two diving into jazz and studying it. And I'm not telling you to master it, but study it and understand it and pick up some riffs and pick up some chords, because it will change your perception of music and it will change, for the better, your ability to be a player. So, love that project. That is the usual Cats Project. The name of the song is Greed. Thank you, fellas. That was a lot of fun. I love that track. All right. Let's read off some boosts and zaps from the past week, shall we?
Let's begin, shall we?
Excellent. Thank you, PW. So this is a culmination of all of the boosts and zaps over the past week. We've had a couple of different shows come out. Of course, last Friday we did Phantom Power Music Review. We had the Artist Hour come out on Sunday with Martin Grooms. I did not do a Business Hour this week. I had some other stuff going on. And then, of course, we had the Music Hour on Wednesday. But wanted to give a shout out to the people who have been so kind with their boosts and zaps over the past week. People such as Borson, otherwise known as Tomas in Germany. Thanks, man. Thanks for following along. Alan C. Paul, True Fans, Mere Mortals Podcast. Really appreciate you guys down in Australia chiming in and listening to what we're doing. Chad F., always see you chiming in. Thank you, sir. Same goes for BatVin321. Greatly appreciate your continued support. Shout out to Man Like Quex and Joe Martin Music for listening in. Donkey, whoever Donkey is, D-O-N-K-Y. Thanks, man. Thanks so much for listening to our shows. I'm Appy, I-M-A-P-I. Always see you listening in, and it's very much appreciated. Same thing goes for Just Listening. Greatly appreciate your streaming sats and your boosts. Shout out to Radio Michael. Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciate you listening. Mary Oscar, dude, we owe you a debt of gratitude for Fountain. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you listening in. Same thing goes to Lightning Store. Sam, thanks, brother. Appreciate you listening in. Hey, by the way, Sam and Michael, nice episode the other day talking about licensing. Greatly appreciate your kind words. Thank you guys for listening in. Look at that, Chad F. Goodness gracious, dude. Thanks, man. Always appreciate you listening in. Cole McCormick out there in California. Thank you. Thank you very much. Orange Pill App. Oh, right on. Thanks, guys. That's awfully kind of you. Appreciate you listening in. Gene Bean. Lots of sats coming in from you. Thank you. Dovidas. My fellow opera fan, Dovidas, we got to get some opera singers in this space, man, right? That would be awesome. I'd love to have opera in the Valueverse. I'd sit back in my chair like that dude in Shawshank Redemption. just blast opera to everybody and with a smile on my face while the warden is trying to bust down the office doors. User 418. 38187, whoever you are, 480 sats. Thanks. Very nice of you. I appreciate that. Joel W., thank you. Whoever is Nesty Anate, N-E-S-T-E-A-N-A-T-E, Nesty Nate. Maybe it's Nate who loves Nesty, who loves Nestle products. I don't know. But Nate, appreciate your sats and your contributions. Thank you very much. Very kind of you for listening in. Appreciate it. More from Salty Crayon, Brother Salty down in Tejas. Appreciate you behind all the stuff you do behind the scenes too, sir, and helping out, putting Phantom Power artists on your shows. Greatly appreciated, sir. Always love your candor, Salty. Don't ever change, baby. Don't ever change. Batvin321 coming in hot once again. Thank you. John SBRT, John's brat. John's, I don't know. Does John like brats? Is John from Wisconsin? Who knows? Love it. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your kind words and all the sats that you have been sending in. Nicholas B58 and Max Wood, thank you guys very much for listening. Greatly appreciate your support. Quiet Warrior, thanks, man. Thank you very much. Shout out to Phoenix and the awesome Noster crew and the Noster plebs. Good podcast, brother. Saints and Sats, thank you very much. Kaas Peeland, who K-A-A-S underscore Peeland. Thank you. Appreciate you listening in. Galactic Starfish. Love that name. That's a great one. Thanks for your sats. Eric P.P. Nice to see you again, sir. Thank you very much for your support. Zach Attack. Awesome. Godfrey. Thank you. At Nick, thank you. At user 213-98871, thank you very much. D's Laughs, thanks for the boost, appreciate you. Sir Sean McCune of the Allegheny Valley, love it, thank you very much. And last but not least, Juho, J-U-H-O-E-E-M-E-L-I. I don't know how to pronounce that, but I do appreciate you listening and streaming and sending your support. Thank you very much. Coming up Sunday on the Phantom Power Artist Hour, we've got The Higher Low. Had a great conversation with him earlier this week. Talked about Finland, punk music, traveling the world for Bitcoin. It's a really fun conversation. He's a really cool guy. He's a really cool guy. So that is Sunday, the Phantom Power Artist Hour. On Monday, really cool interview with my favorite indie artist here in Nashville, who is going to start putting her music up into the Valueverse. Her name is Bonner Black. Bonner is just a kick-ass Americana pop writer here in town, a great social media presence. She's been at it for about 10 years and is just phenomenal. So I was thrilled to get her on the show and can't wait to get her music up into the Valueverse. And then of course next Wednesday we've got the Phantom Power Music Hour, and I got a world debut for you. That's going to be awesome. Looking forward to that on Wednesday. You can always find us on Telegram. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Noster. You can find us on Twitter. You can reach out to us via our website, phantompowermusic.io, and that'll do it. Everybody good? Hope everybody is going to have a great, great weekend. Thank you guys so much for listening. Smile for the mugshot. See ya.